I'll be reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 17 if you want to follow along. Instead of trying to be inspirational primarily this morning, I was going to review actual instructions about the Lord's Supper, which I think is good to do from time to time. It's from the Apostle Paul within his letter to the Corinthians. But in the following instructions, I do not commend you, because when you come together, it's not for the better, but for the worse. For in the first place, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are divisions among you, and I believe it in part. For there must be factions among you in order that those who are genuine among you may be recognized. When you come together, it is not the Lord's Supper that you eat. For in eating, each one goes ahead with his own meal. One goes hungry, another gets drunk. What? Do you not have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I commend you in this? No, I will not. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and the blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. This is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. But if we judged ourselves truly, we would not be judged. But when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined, so that we may not be condemned along with the world. So then, my brothers, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. If anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, so that when you come together, it will not be for judgment. About the things, other things, I will give directions when I come. So the way Paul describes the Lord's Supper as it occurs at Corinth is fairly radical. Apparently, the factions between some groups of the members are so bad that when they take the Lord's Supper, they take it separate amongst the factions, and part of that is to hold out the good factions from the poor factions, as he says, in order that those who are genuine among you may be recognized. Now, this is a pretty extreme case, and I obviously don't think that occurs here, or I've never seen it to this extent in any Church of Christ I've ever visited. But it happened here, apparently. And the reasons that happened were obviously more internal. But what he says relative to the Lord's Supper, I mean, that would obviously be a thing to see if that was happening during the Lord's Supper, different groups eating differently apart during that. Because the Lord's Supper, if we look at it at its essence as it's described, explained, and practiced in the New Testament, it is the only time in our lives on this earth that we are 100% together as 100% individuals and 100% God, all in the same thing. It's the only time that happens. So I think Paul's point is not only the extreme division that we see here, but is there anything prior to that 100% participation by everyone, is there anything that's interfering with our participation in that? It may not be so, hopefully not as dramatic, but, you know, these divisions started with a small difference that was in the mind, and it went this direction. So Paul instructs that we examine ourselves. What are we thinking? Is there anything standing between us and being 100% connected to the Lord's Supper when we're taking it? He reiterates why we take it. It shows the Lord's death in the bread that represents the body and the blood, the fruit of the vine that represents the blood. Shows the world that death, but it's also us participating in it. But if you think about it, how often do we examine ourselves? Is there anything that triggers it? I'm sure some do. I do examine myself throughout the week, but if we didn't do it at the Lord's Supper, we can't. I have been in times when I forget to do it and I slip. So I'm assuming if I do, others could too. So the other thing about examining is it gives us an opportunity to always check ourselves at a minimum before we take the Lord's Supper. And it's up to us to examine. It's not up to others really to examine. It's up to us as individuals to do so. And finally, it shows that the Lord's Supper isn't trivial. It's not something that is just eating a meal. As he says here, you know, eat your food at home, because it's not about eating a meal. It's about 100% communing with us as individuals, us collectively, and us with God on this earth the one time we do it every week. So we do it every week. So I want to just bring that reminder. It shows the importance of the Lord's Supper, part of the reason we do it once every week. And I can think from this argumentation, you can see why that would be so. But more so, it isn't just eating the bread and drinking the fruit of the vine. It's examining ourselves. And what do we do if we find some problem there? I think the other thing is I don't think that necessarily means we can't take the Lord's Supper, but we can make a decision. Number one, I'm aware of what's going on in my head. Number two, I can think about what to do about it in a godly fashion. And then number three, in the coming week before the next Lord's Supper, I can work to do something about it. So we get a very constructive, positive, and what I'm trying to be encouraging thing out of the Lord's Supper, in addition to doing the public things where it shows Jesus's death, burial, and resurrection until he comes again. Hope that's encouraging to you. I hope it's a good reminder of, you know, why we should remember to examine ourselves before the Lord's Supper, and then what to do about it based on what we see. And that helps keep us in that moment of 100% us as individuals, 100% all of us as we're collectively gathered here, and 100% with the Spirit of God involved in it as well. Thank you.